How much of the American countryside has been lost to urban and suburban sprawl? That was a purely rhetorical question until this week. More than 40,000 square miles of countryside have been paved over. NPR's John Nielsen has more on where that number came from and what it means.
Geographer Christopher Elvidge of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration studies one of the federal government's more obscure sets of documents, tens of thousands of satellite photos taken in the middle of the night.
It's actually an Air Force meteorological satellite that has this unusual capability of being able to detect lights present at the Earth's surface.
We're not talking here about seeing the glow of the Las Vegas Strip at night, but of seeing the lights from individual buildings, homes, and parking lots. Elvidge says he's watched these lights spread rapidly for years now while tracking the growth of what he calls the impervious surfaces beneath them.
So it's concrete, it's asphalt, it's roofs, even cars could be considered an impervious surface.
Elvidge and a group of colleagues spent 3 years studying the spread of suburbs and cities, doing work that had long been thought to be undoable due to a shortage of appropriately detailed daytime satellite photos. But Elvidge says he got around that problem by combining his nighttime shots with federal reports on the relative density of the nation's towns and cities, gradually working out a formula that allowed him to link the number of lights to the amount of asphalt and cement. That's the work that just produced the first official government estimate of the amount of land that's so far been covered over as a result of development. 43,480 square miles. Elvidge says that was more than he expected.
The area of impervious surface is as large as the state of Ohio. I had no idea.
Elvidge says a lot of people thought his number would be bigger, Texas-sized at least. He says that's a bias born of living in the cities and suburbs he's just finished measuring. These calculations were designed in part to help other scientists gauge a troubling side effect of urban growth, where the spread of cities and towns is reducing the capacity of plants and trees to take up carbon dioxide. But a colleague of Elvidge's, Rama Nimani of the NASA Ames Research Center, says so far that side effect has been more than offset thanks to the American addiction to golf courses and lawns.
They irrigate them regularly, they put fertilizers on them, they maintain them. So, and all that basically results in a more photosynthesis than otherwise.
Using Elvidge's statistics, Nimani calculates that there are now roughly 30,000 acres of lawns and golf courses in the United States. That's an area slightly smaller than the state of Pennsylvania. Their report was published in the latest edition of the scientific journal EOS. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.